You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Brandon.
And I'm Sue Smith.
And we love scams.
We love scams, you guys.
Guys, we love scams. We love you. We are scam experts. We're not experts.
We don't love hard, boring things.
Research.
Research.
Every episode is like a book report, and I'm proud of us.
I am very proud of us. We love comedy. We love to laugh. We do not love
satire.
Cry. We do love to cry. We don't love facts, really.
Crying happens. We're just here to have fun. We hope you are, too. We have an amazing guest. I am jealous I'm not there with you guys. I'm Skyping and I'm pretty upset.
We're jealous you're not here, too.
Look at them. She's they're in t-shirts. Guest. They're cash. They look so cute.
I mean, we're both wearing jean shorts and t-shirts. Yeah.
Oh, so LA.
It's a Luke. It's a Luke.
It is a Luke. she is the co-host of Crazy in Bed with Alyssa Limparis. Please welcome May Wilkerson.
Wilkerson.
Hello.
Yay.
Welcome. It is a whole Luke. We're going to be talking about some eating disorder scams. And
we love talking about eating disorders.
Straight to what they really are.
Yeah.
They're eating disorder scams.
Oh, yeah. An eating disorder can crop up at any time in your life, and then there's always a scam right there to help you out.
There's always a scam. I mean, the whole thing is a scam.
Right.
Yeah, really.
Right.
It comes from a scam.
I had a friend of mine say, eating disorders are kind of fun. They give me something to do.
That's why I'm here, to promote eating disorders.
Oh my God.
You should try it.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
So on that fun, perky note, we're just going to chat all about it.
So, trigger warning, if that's
trigger warning, you
trigger warning. Yeah, if it's not a fun thing,
if you don't already have an eating disorder, you will have one by the end of this episode.
Maybe we'll get them.
Let's get them. Guys, let's share.
Oh my God, I'm gonna make you so skinny.
No.
Just kidding.
You get skinny. Listen to this podcast. You don't get skinny.
Yeah. Eating disorders don't even make you skinny. They just make you sad.
They just make you busy. Yeah.
I wish
this is an intervention.
No, I wish I had the self-control not to eat. I've always wished.
Oh my God.
Like an anorexic? Like somebody who's really good at that?
But then it gets out of control, and then you have no control. So there's really no such thing as self-control with an eating disorder.
Yeah,
is the lack of control.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to not have to finish a whole bag of anything, but
once the bag's open,
I'm going in.
That's another scam, though. That's the opposite direction.
Yeah, the
foods are engineered to be addictive. So
they
make it so that we can't finish the bag.
It's just science.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's not our fault.
The bags are very loud. I realize now that you can make them quieter, but I open a bag and my whole family's ears pop up and they're like, hey, we having chips? Like, and you try to make it as quiet as possible, but once it pops, everybody goes. Well,
why are you trying to make it quiet?
Why?
I get it. A secret chip, and I don't want my son, my dog, and my husband taking my chips. I just want my own private chip.
I guess for me, I would equate that to shopping bags. So I'm like, why are these shopping bags so loud? It was a secret shopping bag.
Sometimes you just want a private chip and you don't want the whole house coming in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. But they do. They always do.
They always fucking do. Chips are good.
Chips are really good. Yeah, it sucks to have to share them. And sometimes you just want to eat them alone. Anyway.
Tell the people a little bit about your podcast.
Yeah. My podcast is called Crazy in Bed, Crazy semicolon in bed. Mm-hmm. And it's a mental health podcast.
Yes.
So it's really about being crazy and then being in bed. Although we've had to shift our brand a little bit since moving to LA. We've been spending a lot less time in bed. so that's a problem that we're
less time in bed, more time in pools.
More time in pools. Oh, crazy in pool is going to be our new podcast.
In New York, bed is your vacation. Like
it's
that
your
is
everything.
Your oasis. And everybody has these like very light, like your sheets are really important and your comfort is really important because it's like the peace of mind that. But I feel like in LA, you can walk outside sometimes and you have a patio that's just as peaceful.
Oh, my God.
You don't have
the
patios.
Whole city is your patio. It's like the city is like one big patio. Yeah. No, speaking of eating disorder, I ate in bed a lot in New York.
Yeah.
It was like my thing. At the end of the day, I would look forward to it all day. I'd be like, I'm just going to crawl in bed with my snacks. And I'm going to eat my snacks in bed.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of crumbs in there. And
we eat dinner in bed. That's our time. We have our dinner. The baby's asleep. We put a towel over our sheets. God. And we eat in bed together. It's just like cozy and comfy. And we watch The Bachelorette. Like,
see, when you have a husband, it sounds cute. When you're alone, it's not as cute.
But
when
you're alone. You have a dog.
I didn't when I was in New York. Oh. I just had me and my snacks alone in bed together.
Okay, yeah, it's sad.
But you had a lot of funny jokes.
It was sad. Trust me,
you had a good
sad.
Stand-up routine all about it, though. I really liked it.
It was my whole shtick was all about eating in bed. I had to quit stand-up. It's like, what do I talk about now? My whole thing was eating in bed.
My whole thing was hating New York.
same. So hating myself, hating New York, and eating in bed.
So I have no idea what to talk about on stage.
It's really tough, though. It's tough being an LA comic. You're like, it's real sunny, isn't it?
I'm too happy.
And like everyone's happy in the audience too, so you're like, anyone depressed? And they're like, no. And then they just like carry you off the stage and hug you.
And they're like, that is so good.
Everyone's like, I have a crystal for you, it'll work out.
It's really true. It's a problem.
Oh my God, in the way here, the guy that walked me from, like, it's like really confusing, this office, and the guy that walked me from the reception into here, like, was like, I'm like, how are you doing? He's like, I'm so good. I'm like, so great. And I was honestly like,
you never hear that in New York.
I was honestly like, oh my God, me too.
Me too. No one's ever, I've never answered that question that way before. It's
and
like, so
I arrived here soaking wet from the rain and I was so angry and cussing and upset.
All right.
Okay, let's talk all about May's eating disorder.
Let's talk about my eating disorder. Okay, so when you guys asked me to pick a scam, I was like, how do I make this about my eating disorder?
How do I
get bummed out?
How do I make this into a sad thing about my problem?
I love it.
No, I just thought of the last scam that I became obsessed with. I'm like really, like a lot of people who, I think I would describe myself as in recovery from an eating disorder, but like a lot of people, I'm obsessed with the body positive movement.
Sure.
Because that's like the new, I've shifted.
We didn't have that growing up.
We did not have that growing up. I know. And it's just, I don't know. It just brings me joy. And I love that celebrities are getting in on it. Because when I was young, every celebrity was just like, you got to be skinny. I'm skinny. Be skinny.
And I knew nothing. They like always did nothing. Like the secret was like, I eat tons of burgers.
Well, they still edit their photos. I mean, Demi Lovato I love Demi Lovato. She's a big like voice for the body positive movement. Also has eating disorder recovery. But she just posted a bathing suit selfie today.
Yeah.
Or yesterday. And it's unedited, and she said it was her first unedited bathing suit selfie, that she like airbrushes her photos, and everyone does this is like a thing that celebrities I don't even know how to airbrush my photos.
I think they do, and this is like so naive of me in the beginning, I think they actually take their photos off, they do a full like Photoshop on the computer, like probably on a desktop, and then load them back to their phone and then post. as if it's like a fast post.
Of course.
And this is much work. I mean, and the thing that bugs me is just teenage girls are looking at these photos and thinking they have to look like that.
But they're also so impressionable too. I feel like younger people are so much better at this than I am.
Yeah,
they're
so much better at doing their own Photoshop in school now or something.
Yeah. They're really on top of it.
There's a lot of apps for it.
Ugh, it makes me sick. And so this is why I'm obsessed with Jameela Jamil, who is this actress in The Good Place. Now, we'll get to this in a minute. But there is some criticism of Jameela Jamil because she has also become a voice of the body positive movement. And now, if anyone has seen a picture of her, she does so look gorgeous. Like a Kardashian. Like
she is absolutely.
She's breathtakingly
naturally beautiful.
Yes. Gorgeous. And stick thin. And she's somebody who it's like, it's kind of like, well, what did you, I'm a little curious what you weigh today. You know what I mean? Because you talk a lot. But that being said, I don't want to criticize her because a lot of people are just, they look the way they look. And you should be, I think no matter what you look like, you should be preaching what she's preaching. Like everything she's saying and doing is really, really important. I don't think the fact that she happens to look like
the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah, she's just stunning. She rolls out of bed a supermodel. She's like, I don't know. I just have these naturally like 8 foot long lashes. Mm-hmm. They just roll out of my body. But yes. Anyway, so yes, exactly. It's like everybody listens to her probably in part because she is so conventionally attractive, but it's like, all right, we'll take it. You know, whatever.
Yeah, I'll take anything at this rate.
And people are listening to her. That's what's so crazy. Yeah. This article that I read was about, okay, so basically little background. There's this something called Flat Tummy Tea, which is created by a company called Fit Tea, which is started by two men. And it's supposed to make your stomach flat. And what it is laxatives.
Right.
It
makes your stomach shit out.
It makes you have diarrhea. So like if you are incredibly constipated, maybe you've been eating like a ton of bananas for weeks or something, or like a lot of cheese and you really can't get it out, then maybe this tea is for you, you know, like, but it absolutely should not be used as a, like a dietary supplement.
Yeah. I mean, when you have the stomach flu and you shit your brains out and puke, your stomach is flat because it's like, you know, is going through a rough time.
It's water, but you're just losing water. Yeah. It's not weight. It's not fat. It doesn't stay off. Like if you want a flat stomach, you have to do a horrible thing called crunches, which are torture. Let's just skip it. But you can't, like giving yourself diarrhea is not any sustainable way to have a flat stomach. And yet this company has, I don't have the numbers here, speaking of research, but they have made billions or millions.
So much money. Yes.
A lot of money. If it's more than a thousand, that's
celebrity, like spokespeople that have these flat tummy pictures that now we know are probably also Photoshopped.
Try to make it seem like they're not advertisements. Yeah. That's another thing now with influencers is that they'll just be like, this is how... The Kardashians were almost all the Kardashians were advertising this product.
So I have one statistic. Right. this isn't for flat tummy tea. It's for weight loss products. Weight loss products in 2017 generated $43 billion in revenue in the U.S. market alone. $43 billion. Just in America. Money. That's insane.
Also for flat tummy tea, I don't know if you guys know this, but when Rob Kardashian was doing his like terrible smear campaign of Black China, I called her Black Cynthia forever because I was dyslexic in the Y. So for Black China, he said that her flat tummy tea was bullshit because she had a bunch of surgery. So he even said that in one of his like smear Instagram posts that like her tummy tea was bullshit.
Which is probably true.
And these before and after poses like, in these before and after pictures, you can see like they're not doing anything. It's like they're sticking their stomachs out.
We've all turned sideways and sucked our stomach in.
That's not hard.
Yeah.
We can all do that, guys.
We can all
stick to give yourself chronic diarrhea.
We can all stick our stomachs out and look like really pregnant.
You don't need to rip open your butthole every day.
Yeah, exactly. It's insane. This company did like really well and they're not FDA approved. They're not safe. Oh, and they also advertised to pregnant women. Recently, Amber Rose did an advertisement for flat tummy tea for pregnant women.
No.
That have you ever? So bad.
That's so bad.
Horrifying.
Also, when you're pregnant, you have to take more in. You take all these prenatal vitamins that are like super packed vitamins so that just in case you don't get anything, you don't, you should be eating like a wide range and healthy food, but just in case you could have, you could be nauseous, you could have all these things. So you have this over excessive amount of vitamins so that
you should not be flattening your tummy. No. You're flattening the baby. Why would you flatten the baby?
You need some more space.
You want a round baby.
You want a round baby. Don't flatten the baby.
You don't want like a little puddle of a baby.
It comes out. It looks like a pancake.
Well, it was said in England, they have something called the Advertising Standards Authority, and they upheld a complaint against flat tummy tea that was done by an ad that was done by a Geordie Shore star, Sophie Castle. I think Geordie Shore is like Jersey Shore, but in England, in British. And so they were like cracking down on flat tummy tea in the UK, but
someone's walking by.
No, it's somebody outside.
It's
in the
someone
hallway.
Outside. It's a man. I'm pretty sure it's a man. I can sense the energy.
Just the way they're walking.
Clonk, 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 clonk. I have privilege.
Heels. I take up space.
It's my world.
My tummy's flat. My tummy's flat.
I have dad bod and people like that.
People like it. Yeah, exactly. Men don't. Yeah. And anyway, so Jameela, okay. Jameela Jamil's takedown of the Kardashians detox tea. She is going after them because the FDA can't do anything.
Yeah.
The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is apparently completely corrupt. You sent a few articles about it.
Yeah.
It's basically just, I mean, it like a lot of things. It's basically the people that work for the FTC all also have ties to the exact companies that they're supposed to be monitoring.
I will go into this.
Okay.
You talk about Jameela and then I'll
okay, we'll get
about,
into that. We'll get into that. Oh, so basically, there's so much red tape as far as like actually these consumer watchdog
like checks and balances
groups
for them.
Yeah.
That they're completely useless and they're not actually doing anything. And also the FDA puts out warnings, but nobody listens to them because like no one cares what the FDA has to say. They, you know, like what else is
people
about
think
these
of them
cigarettes?
As like your old grandpa. They're like,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Sit down. You told me not
you
to
were
smoke.
Racist,
you told me not
so
to
it's
vape.
Fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't count
they're
anymore.
Probably racist. Let's be honest, they probably are.
Yeah.
Senior citizens.
Of course, by default.
Yeah, so nobody
not
listens
to my grandpa.
FDA.
My grandpa's very progressive.
Oh, mine are all dead. Anyway. For the record, let the record show, if you take anything away from this podcast, Caitlin's grandfather is a very accepting
racist.
Human being.
All right, I'm cutting off.
Unlike
okay,
mine.
So no one listens.
Sue Smith, on the other hand.
Jack Fable is racist.
I believe it. Okay, so.
Jameela Jamil. Took down the Kardashians.
Took down the Kardashians. And basically, she made a video where she was like, pretending to shit her brains out because of
yes,
this tea.
That was so funny.
And
on a
she
toilet,
she posted about how like she just made all these posts about how first of all detoxing not a thing. It's not a thing. You should not be detoxifying your body. Your body should be detoxifying your own body. That's what that's what going to the bathroom is.
Oh, what if you're constipated like me?
Okay,
but
well,
then you take
you're the exception.
No, but you don't take something. Wait. Sue, yes. So constipation is a thing.
Drink coffee.
You're supposed to have like healthy like vegetables and like roughage to help get it out.
Yo.
Not like a tea to make you shit yourself.
I'm on Wellbutrin and that makes me so fucking constipated. There's nothing I can do.
I'm on Wellbutrin and I poop like 3
you.
Times a day.
Shut up. God
wait,
damn it.
Sue, it could be a gluten allergy. No, but they,
that's right.
I have a gluten allergy, guys, suddenly. And I
know,
and
Katie. Well,
no, I know.
I know you do. I know you do.
I was so proud of it. At first, I thought it wasn't.
We're proud of you too, Caitlin.
You did it. At first, I didn't believe it because I thought it was like just eating disorder fodder. Like I would just like have something. But I was shitting myself like 4 times a day because I'm allergic to gluten now. My body does have an issue. All right. So, okay.
No, I know that it's been a goal of yours for a long time.
It has been.
I know. I'm happy for you.
There are lots of ways to be regular that don't involve taking laxatives.
Okay.
You can eat more roughage, eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, Metamucil. Drink a lot of coffee. Metamucil yogurt. Mm-hmm. Activia is a big one.
Activities.
I mean, like exercise. Yoga. Anytime I exercise, I have to poop immediately. That's why I can't join a gym.
You run. Stop teasing me that you're going to have to.
Sue, do you go running? Because sometimes when you run, Wait, guys, anybody listen?
We told you this was going to be a triggering podcast. We just didn't know Sue was going to be the one triggering.
No, Sue. So you should try running around the block and you might have to poop on your run. Like pooping just like gets it all out.
I honestly don't know how anyone goes for a run more than like 12 feet from a bathroom. I don't. I think that's brave.
Well, I guess I have to try that.
You
that's
gotta
one
try
thing
getting
I haven't
that
tried.
Poop out. Yeah. Okay, I haven't tried but that. There is a tea called Smooth Move, which I guess is also tummy tea.
That works, yeah.
That does work.
That makes you poop.
I mean, any laxative tea, it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just that flat tummy tea claims to do something that it doesn't, which is like actually give you a flat stomach, not just diarrhea. But all laxative tea, and also most laxative teas you could buy at the grocery store for like $2.99. Flat tummy tea and all of these other detox teas are insanely expensive. That's why they're such a scam.
Right.
Jamila Jamil.
Jamila Jamil. As I was saying. That's it.
But I liked her post. She was shitting on the toilet and it was really
funny. She was shitting
on
the toilet. She called out the Kardashians and apparently she's had much more, she's been much more effective than the FDA because people actually listen to her. Yeah. She's on The Good Place. She's stunningly beautiful.
And so
people just actually do what she says, and she's actually making an impact, which is cool. And that's why I'm a fan of the body positive movement, because people are incredibly affected by what celebrities do, which is another reason why it's so upsetting when you see people like the Kardashians, Cardi B, Amber Rose advertising these teas, because you know that your followers are a lot of teen girls, and you know that they're incredibly susceptible. I mean, speaking about me. I don't know. I didn't need to start it the sentence that way, because obviously it's about me if I'm saying it. But like when I was a teenager, I was very impacted by celebrities. And I think that's where a lot of my like obsession with skinniness came from, was just from like watching people on TV and doing, you know, whatever celebrities say is cool.
I know. I loved it.
And I started dieting when I was 18, I think. And I've literally done every diet.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I've done almost every diet.
I've done every diet. Because once you start, it's an addiction. You're like, I did Atkins. Now I got to do South Beach. Now I did the Zone diet. I lived off Zone bars for a while, which all of these bars are also a scam. I mean, it's all a scam. You don't need to give money. I did Weight Watchers, which is for years, which is just paying somebody else to tell you not to eat too much.
It's like tallying your food.
Tallying your food, which you can do with a notebook and a pencil
if you feel currently obsessive. Paying them to do.
I mean, it's...
You're being scammed.
You're being scammed. Weight Watchers is actually like probably not as much of a scam as a lot of the other ones.
No, because, I mean, it is, but I'm on it right now.
You don't think that any of the stuff helps people like outright?
I mean, this is actually not for Weight Watchers. I think in my experience, the only one that actually helped me was Weight Watchers, because that one is just like calories in, calories out. Like you have to, you eat healthy.
Keep it simple.
If you eat you can have dessert if you eat a salad. It's like things like that. You can balance, you know, just the more calories you take in. If you exercise more, then you can eat more. Like that's the basics of Weight Watchers. But then I did all these other crazy diets. I did the lemonade cleanse.
Oh, I always wanted to do that, but I could never really do it.
You didn't want to kill yourself? You just drink lemon. Yes. You starve yourself.
Lemon, honey, and cayenne pepper mixed.
It's insane. I mean, these diets are, if you want to like lose 10 pounds and be extremely lightheaded and then gain it all back immediately. That's the thing about extreme diets, is that you can lose weight quickly, but you always 100% of the time you gain it back.
Freaking out.
Your body's freaking out.
All these diets all these diets usually come with like a manual as well. And you have some person, this is like pre-Instagram, where this person would be an expert. And whenever it was a fasting or cleansing book, they would say, you know, a couple days in, you get that manic, crazy feeling that you're high on life and your body is like going nuts and your brain is going nuts and needs nutrients. And these celebrities at the time would talk about this like elation that they would feel when they stopped eating. And that's just because your body's shutting
starvation.
Down.
Yeah.
Starvation. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's they would not, qualify that as like a good thing.
It's not, in my experience, obviously I can't speak for everyone, but it's not sustainable because I honestly think it ruins your relationship with food. Like once I started dieting, that's when I started becoming obsessed because I remember going on no carb diet and then just became obsessed with carbs and my relationship with carbs has never gone back to normal. So I think there was a time period where I actually could have like a few handfuls of chips and stop or like a small piece of cake. But now like something in my brain feels broken. And if I just have one piece of cake, then I'm like, get the cake away from me or I will eat the whole cake. Like, and I think part of that comes from doing things like completely cutting carbs from my life for weeks or months at a time. Yeah. And like, periods of starvation, like these diets are just crazy.
Yeah.
And they convince you that like it is, it's for a, it is sort of like the crowd mentality with all these diets. And I think that's what is so crazy about the flat tummy tea is that like it looks at one point like everyone is doing it. It's just sort of this influx of advertisement as well. Like when South Beach was big when we were young, like every single person was doing South Beach. And it was really like this club to be in. And it was like, what new diet club are we all going to join? And it was weird. And I kind of think you were looked down upon if you weren't working on something like that.
Well, when she
so true.
When she called out the Kardashians, did they respond?
Good question.
Or did like people hop on the Kardashians? Like the Kardashians are never canceled, you know?
I don't know how. I've tried to cancel them, but
I mean, I love them.
Oh God, I hate them.
Yeah, they're so comfortable with being so fake. That's what's so crazy.
Yeah, they know it and they acknowledge
they're fine
it.
With yeah. It. I think I could be okay. I mean, there's a lot about them that bugs me, but it's like, I think I could let go of things like the vocal fry and just their just general superficiality. If they didn't, this whole thing with the detox teas really put me off them and made me realize that they just have such a toxic, they are really bad with like body stuff. Even now, Khloe Kardashian was like something posted a picture of her baby and was like, weekend calories don't count. And it's like, oh my God,
I know
she's a baby. Let her be a chubby baby. I just am so glad that my mom didn't do, I mean, I still ended up having eating disorders, but like I would be so much worse if my mom had been like fat shaming me when I was a baby.
Wait, let me pose a question to you both.
Yes.
Okay. I'll take I am flat tummy tea. You are what? You.
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, you guys, I'll give you 50 grand if you post about me on your Instagram. Will you do it? Katie will do it. Will you do it?
No.
For 50 grand?
No. I couldn't do it. I'd feel so bad. I would always feel like a fraud.
I'd fucking do it.
Because this is a specific issue. I mean, I've talked about it on this podcast. I mean,
I guess look after at the this context. Podcast,
I'd have to cancel myself.
Well, you're not getting the flat tummy tea endorsement now.
I know, but that money, I really need money.
I mean, I need money. Trust me, I need money too, but
I think you're right. I won't. And
here's the thing.
Turn it down.
You know who doesn't need money? The Kardashians.
Yeah.
They don't need. Amber Rose doesn't need money. Cardi B does not need money. And how much money do you think they're getting from these flat tummy tea guys?
A ton.
But compared to how much money they already have.
Yeah.
To drop in the bucket.
To them, it's like, oh, I'm in a club. Like I am. So if the Kardashians are getting paid to do this type of upper echelon of ad on Instagram, do you think Cardi B feels like, oh wow, I'm a part of this celebrity club, and so now I have like this like celebrity another badge of the ads I've done, like when you collect Flair, like a Girl Scout badge?
I don't know. Cardi B is a mystery to me. I can't
get inside
her.
A whole story.
I can't get inside her head.
All right, let me tell you about the FTC And regulating these ads. So the FTC has like a bunch of rules and regulations about how ads are supposed to be. They can't be deceptive. They can't mislead consumers, affect consumer behaviors or decision about the product or service. An act or practice is unfair if the injury it causes or is likely to cause is substantial, not outweighed by the benefits, and not reasonably avoidable. So if the advertisements don't comply with that law, you could be fined $42,530 for every time they occur. So I think of that and I look at every single ad and I'm like, every single ad does that. Why are they not getting fined by the FTC? Why doesn't the FTC go after influencers who don't do hashtag ad like they're supposed mm-hmm. to? Mm-hmm. They just cherry pick who they go after and what cases they want to take down and who they want to take down. And it's like, then I was like, maybe let me give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they don't have the resources because they're this is busy. So widespread. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're so widespread. They're busy. They got stuff to do. But then I found an article. I found an article in Vice, and I found one called in something called Public Citizen that says 75% of FTC officials have corporate conflicts, meaning they've worked in corporate America. They've served on boards of large corporations. They call it a corporate revolving door conflict. So they don't really want to go too hard after these people because they have these conflicts and these relationships because they're coming in from corporate America. So the FTC is corrupt. They're not really doing what they're supposed to be doing. We are getting fake advertisements for flat tummy tea.
Sorry, one thing I read is that, not surprisingly, it's much the guy that Trump has working is the most corrupt of all.
Yeah.
Which is not a shock.
Yeah, the most corrupt
of all.
So it's
like never been more corrupt.
FTC commissioners.
So basically, consumer watchdogs are not doing their job. There's no watching being done. Like,
well, there's no value to them. Like, they don't care.
And these celebrities can do whatever they want.
Well, So
how much was the fine?
$42,350.
But if you're making like $7 million, who cares? You know, like you could.
Yeah. And it says the responsibility is in the advertising agency and the person doing the advertising, like the person doing the endorsement as well. And it's like no one ever thinks about that. Ever.
I also have I have details on Cardi B responding to Jamil.
Tell us.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah.
So. I don't know if the Kardashians responded, but so Jamila tweeted, this was back in November. She tweeted, they got Cardi B on the laxative nonsense detox tea. God, I hope all these celebrities all shit their pants in public the way the poor women who buy this nonsense upon their recommendation do. Not that they actually take this shit. They just flog it because they need more money. Okay, so then Cardi B responded. This is so Cardi B. She just responded in a comment on Instagram. I will never shit my pants because there's public bathrooms everywhere. Oh, 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 oh. And bushes. Laugh, cry emoji, which is fucking hilarious. I love
She's
Cardi
gonna
B.
take a shit in a bush.
Sometimes you gotta shit in a bush.
Hey, why not?
And then Jamila, who didn't find it as funny as I did, responded regarding her response. She will never shit her pants, not because of bushes, but because she probably doesn't ever take the product she promotes. During her promotional video, she keeps looking at the name of the product on the cup, almost as if she's never seen it. Eyeball emojis. Which is 100% true. None of these celebrities are actually probably ever taking these products they endorse.
I don't
just
know.
Just do hashtag ad and then acknowledge that you're making that money.
Yeah, it's like more honest. I don't know. When you don't do it, it just looks like you're being like really annoying.
Totally.
Yeah, but you're being annoying, but you have money. Ka-ching. I agree.
Yeah, the Lutzer brand.
Have you ever had an eating disorder, Sue? I don't think.
I don't
Which
think
is like
I have
really
a
special
healthy really relationship with food. I don't know.
I love it.
I eat a lot. I think I binge eat. Definitely. I don't purge, but I just eat a lot.
Have you done any of these weird diets?
I've tried to do like a no carb situation, but my thing is I've always been kind of vegetarian. So like all the diets, I'm just like, ugh, I'm not, that doesn't apply to me. I can't do it.
I just only ate eggs for weeks.
Yeah.
Just butter and eggs. Oh, like, well, I'm taking care of my body.
Well, I'm doing it.
Just as I shove butter in my mouth. I remember when I went on the Atkins diet in college, I ate a wheel of brie in like 20 minutes.
Yes.
Like, for my health. No for doubt. My health.
Wait, May, have you done keto?
No, because keto hasn't been around. It's like I've been.
I know, when we were kids. Because keto now, they're having you do a blood test
illness.
And people do like blood pricks that they do for people with diabetes to double check if your body's in ketosis. And it creeps me out so much. And Kourtney Kardashian on her site was saying that she's doing keto and she checks her blood every morning. And it's like, shouldn't be pricking your blood?
I think it's fucking weird and too much work. But my brother lost 20 pounds on keto.
Okay.
So, well, and did I'll he keep it off? Did
okay,
he
I'll kept it off.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'm going to check my blood every morning.
Give me that finger prick.
This is sponsored by Weight Watchers and now also keto.
Here's and the now thing. Also your I blood. Love
we seem to have
weight.
Strayed. We seem to have strayed.
I love losing weight. That's the issue.
Love losing weight.
I mean, everyone loves losing weight.
It feels
weight.
So good. Like, that's what's so hard.
The only thing that has ever, ever, ever made a difference, like, out of all the weight loss things I've ever tried is counting calories. That's the only thing that's ever worked for me.
And exercise is the only way that I've ever been able to count calories without, like, losing my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If I walk someplace, like if I walk 2 miles to get somewhere, the other day I walked.
That counts.
Yeah, that's my exercise. I really like being busy.
Yeah. I don't go to the gym because I feel like the gym is punishment and misery.
Because I grew up with that mentality. I mean, when you're on these extreme diets and when you're trying to lose weight like that, you sort of grow up behaving that way.
Mm. Totally. I am a big fan of these like workout videos on YouTube where positive and supportive.
Really?
Can you send me some of those, May? Because I saw you and I was like, I don't know. I didn't know people actually did them. I do them
all the time.
Who do you recommend?
I love this trainer called Jeanette Jenkins. She's a trainer to like Pink and a lot of celebrities. And she's just really positive. And that was why I kept doing her videos, because she's always like, it doesn't matter how it's, she's like, just do the best you can. And if you can't finish the workout, that's okay. You can do it. You can finish it next time. Like, all that matters is that you worked out today. She's really positive, and it's helped me so much. And also I like the videos because I can do them at home. Some of them are like 15, 20 minutes. Some of them are 30 minutes or 45 minutes. So if I'm feeling really tired, I'll just do a 20-minute one. And there's yoga, there's Pilates. It's fun. It doesn't feel as strenuous as like running. I'm very anti-running. It's bad for your body, and it makes you feel like you're being tortured.
I love it.
And then afterwards, you're like, now I need to eat everything that ever existed because I just tortured myself.
Bad for your body, good for your bowels.
Really good for your butt.
Yes. Yes. If running. You need a laxative, highly recommend running.
Well, thank you, May.
You're welcome. I'm just here to help, Sue. I support you.
I appreciate
you.
It.
I never lasted longer than 2 weeks on a diet.
Oh, never. I've never lasted a week.
Yeah.
I just can't.
That's the problem with them is that any extreme diet, that's why Weight Watchers is one of the only good ones, is because it's like a lifestyle and it's more reasonable. Any diet, and Weight Watchers says you could lose like maybe a pound a week or something. That's reasonable.
Nice and
but
slow.
Any diet that promises a lot of weight quickly is a scam. It just doesn't work. You'll gain it all back. Your body, your metabolism gets messed up. That's a big problem.
Well, the only issue with Weight Watchers that I don't like is that they sort of make you dependent on Weight Watchers as a company. Like, they'll be like, oh, this is the formula we're breaking down, and these are the Weight Watchers shakes, or these are the Weight Watcher protein bars, and this and that. And so you sort of become hooked in their lifestyle. It doesn't really teach you how to live sometimes without Weight Watchers.
This is, yes.
Yeah.
This is why I've never been able to do diets, is like when I'm so hungry, it affects my mood and my brain so much that I've never been able to surmount that. Like my brain gets like really.
That's really healthy.
But you should never be hungry.
This is bad.
No, my brain gets like very manic and anxious and it really affects my anxiety. I don't know if that's just me, but like.
No, that's everyone.
That's everyone. Okay. Yeah.
No, and but you're actually listening to your body, Sue. You're great. Yeah.
No, I feel like a crazy person.
A lot of people that are crazy and manic are hungry. Like a lot of.
Oh, I've made incredible decisions being
bipolar.
Hungry.
It's just hunger.
You're just hunger. A lot of people we don't realize, especially women. A lot of women are hungry. So we need to stop calling women emotional because we're hungry.
They're just tired.
Because society is always saying like, "Don't eat, don't eat," and so it's like we're always like, "Oh, I ate too much last night, so I had to skip breakfast." And da 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 da. And it's like, yeah, that makes you crazy.
I also hate like there was a lot of this when we were growing up, more like college, where they would talk about other nationalities eating. It's like French women don't get fat and the Japanese diet and like all of these basically saying an entire country is skinnier than you. And this is like it was very weirdly profiling. And I just really
makes you just
this.
Bitter anytime you hear someone speaking French. You're like, bitch.
Yeah,
bitch.
Like, you're
not go drink your wine. Alone. I don't need to see that.
Well, there's apparently a trick that they say in France. What's really popular is leek soup because it's also a diuretic. So people just drink leek soup throughout the day. Diets are so shitty.
This is all valid. I mean, I did spend a little bit of time in France. I spent a summer in France once over college.
And you eat leek soup or cabbage?
White privilege. And
hashtag white leek soup.
And I did notice that everybody was thin and they sort of, I think partially the lack of diet, like America as a country has
rigorous.
An eating disorder.
Yeah.
Because we don't move enough. Our food is really unhealthy. A lot of stuff is processed. We're obsessed with dieting. And I really think an obsession with dieting like causes weight gain ultimately.
Yeah.
I think being obsessed with food and thinking about it all the time and medicating with it. It's like we have a big food problem here.
But it's because they smoke too. That's
that's
why
true.
Skinny.
They smoke cigarettes. You're right. No, they just seemed less. They just seemed. Yeah,
guys, and we just need to smoke cigarettes. That's
you got to try. I mean, it didn't
I
work.
Would.
It didn't work for me. I tried that too. It didn't work for me. It didn't work. So I don't know why. I think it has to do with partially what they eat, and maybe that they're just like more active. Because they move their hands a lot when they talk.
They burn calories.
That's an upper body workout.
With their hands.
They're so dramatic.
They have nervous
all the time.
Restless leg syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Wow, for sure. What a healthy nation.
Yeah, it's true.
France.
Ooh,
la la.
Okay, do we get to the bottom of any scams or are we just a general wash of scams?
I think we're just having fun.
This was very, this was lighthearted. Flat tummy tea is a scam. Detoxing is a scam. Don't do.
What about a colonic scam? I've never done that.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds.
They clean your colon. They put a tube up your butt.
They stick a tube up your butt. They shoot a little bit of water in there, and then all that poop comes out.
I mean, that sounds great. I don't see why that would be a scam. Why? But that's not probably for. That's not for weight loss, is it?
I mean, it's detox.
Yeah.
It's a detox.
Also, people like wear like these big like tinfoil suits, so you sweat yourself to death, and like you're super skinny and fat.
That seems legit.
Yeah, that sounds great. Definitely wrap yourself in plastic bags. I highly recommend.
Just wrap yourself in plastic.
Yeah. Leave a hole for your mouth, though.
No, I was going to say, put a plastic bag over your head.
Put a plastic bag over your head. You'll die.
Who cares if you're fat?
You'll be very
and if you shit your pants,
you're
already covered in plastic. So it's like you have your own little bag.
It's your own little diaper.
That's what Cardi B uses. She shits in a plastic bag.
Yes. And then she puts it in the bushes.
Oh my God. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing our podcast.
Oh my God. I hope I did it right.
You did great.
You did it right.
Perfect.
You did it right.
Good. This is so fun. And I feel like I got to rage about stuff that annoys me.
Yeah.
And we just love bringing the shit out. Literally.
Literally.
Yeah. Literally. If there's anything we learned, it's, we got some tips for Sue on getting those bowels in motion.
I'll tell you what, guys, this episode has been helpful and it's given me the giggles. Thank you.
That's its
so you
own
gotta
kind of
text
giggling.
Us
laughter
when you poop.
Is an emotional detox. That's the only detox that matters.
Yeah. What did you say, Katie?
I said next time you poop, you gotta text us.
Yeah, definitely.
I will. Yeah. I started
a
little chat.
Give us a shout out on Insta.
You know, it might not be for a few more days, but when I do, I will.
You Instagram hope, hashtag ad. You're speaking for the poop of America.
Oh, boy. Where can people find you?
In the bathroom.
When she's not in the bathroom.
When she's not, she's
I'm
at the pool.
Very regular. I didn't mention that already. You can find me on Instagram at May Wilkerson. You can find me on Twitter at Shut Up May. And so listen funny. To my podcast, Crazy in Bed.
Yay.
Thank you. This was a fun, lighthearted episode about eating disorders. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for this.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun. I loved hanging out with you.
We love talking about eating disorders, eating issues, the FDA, the FCC.
Pooping.
FTC, poop. We talked a lot about pooping.
We sure do.
Guys, we love you.
We're just doing this for fun. Like, these are not facts. Don't at us. Don't cancel us, please.
Don't Google anything
we're
said.
Sorry if we just started a couple eating disorders.
No,
I don't think we did. I think this was a very body pause.
Okay.
Yeah, guys, it doesn't work. Yeah. I mean, we're evidence.
It doesn't work. It creates a craziness in your head that you can't escape. So I would, if I could go back in time, I would never go on a diet ever.
Same.
There you have it.
Yeah.
There you have it.
You guys, if you have any weight loss scams or multi-level marketing scams or any kind of scams that you want to let us know about, you can email us at scamwowpodcast@gmail.com. And we love reading and hearing from you guys.
And always you can call us on our hot tip hotline, which is 347-509-9414. We love a voicemail. And find us on Instagram at scamwowpodcast.
Yeah, we're Scamwell Podcast on all the things. We have a Patreon. Check out More Banana Podcasts on iTunes. And
thank you guys for all of your support. We helped More Banana make some big changes.
Yes, they reached our goal. Fully funded.
We're so proud of More Banana.
Okay. So
see you guys next
week. Thank you.
Bye.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.